You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com.
Concrete.
In the third hour on Tuesdays, we've been doing for many weeks now our Big Ten power rankings. Guess what? We're doing it again today.
What this the hell? Might as well.
Guys, you need to lock in. We get a lot of people texting in about this. They like this.
A lot of support on the rankings.
Take it serious, okay?
We always take it seriously.
Okay, we're going top four.
Top four.
We always start with the top four.
And then we'll
four.
Do the bottom four, and then we'll fill in the middle part there. So
can we?
You can make an argument for Indiana
at number
one. I'm going
with the argument.
You're taking Hoosiers 1?
I'm going Hoosiers 1.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going Hoosiers 1.
Now, the Buckeyes did not play this weekend, so they cannot back up anything.
You can't do that to the Buckeyes. You can't demote them not playing.
We
immediately have a problem.
No, I'm going Hoosiers 1. Could always
now,
change.
Jake is going to agree with you because he always agrees
with
you.
No. I've been the one that's been vouching for them to be number one for weeks. You guys kept saying Ohio
State.
Immediate
problem here. How can you demote Ohio State?
Okay, my vote is Hoosiers. Your vote is what, Steve? Huh?
I don't want to lose.
Vote Indiana, which I have for weeks.
Indiana won.
I don't
write them down. Indiana won.
Put it on the.
Put Indiana won. Write it down.
You're being over the top.
Hoosiers. Hoosiers won.
You're pointing. Now, how can you demote Ohio? Can I just say something? Ohio State. How do you demote Ohio State without when they don't play?
That's why I'm just giving more credit to Indiana because they did play. They're getting the credit.
They won by 50.
This isn't over.
If they played on a neutral, are you really taking Indiana right
now?
I'd
consider it.
I'd consider it, but would you do it?
Indiana won.
Would you do it?
Yeah. We have a new number one.
We have new number one. And it's been voted on, and you're the scribe.
No, you're right. I mean, it's 2-1.
Hoosiers. There you go.
It's 2-1.
Okay, what do you think? Oregon 2 or Ohio State?
Ohio State.
Buckeyes number 2.
Buckeyes 2. We're goofing around.
I can't believe they got demoted.
Yeah.
They have the best unit in the country, the defense.
I think this
can't
is
say that about Indiana.
Things get so interesting.
Indiana's really the top good. Was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Three.
I mean, Oregon.
It's got to be Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah. Then four. What? That's where it gets interesting.
Is it Washington or is it Iowa
or is it Michigan?
I don't think it's Michigan. I will not vote Michigan.
No. I'd say Iowa. I'm going Iowa.
That's bothersome, but it's probably true. Over Washington? Act,
yeah. I'm going to go
is Iowa
unanimous
or Washington?
Hawkeyes. Are you Iowa?
I'm Iowa.
If it's two out of three, we'll go Iowa.
Iowa.
I was going to say Washington, but Iowa's fine.
Okay. And then the problem is you have to go Michigan because they beat Washington.
True.
But I don't believe that. I like Washington. I think Washington, neutral field. I think Washington's a
they
better
beat
team.
24-7.
I know. Is that home?
Bill,
this
is harder than usual. Yeah,
this got real.
I got to go head to head.
Yeah, I'm going.
They beat them 24-7.
I brought it up. God.
Michigan.
I even said it. I said it out loud.
Okay. We're going Michigan
like
five.
It. Five Michigan.
Michigan. No, does USC get in this conversation?
Just keep going down. Let's go.
Hang on.
We
Michigan can't be ahead of USC.
No, they can't.
Oh, yeah.
No.
USC is five.
USC is five.
USC five.
USC is five.
Good call, coach.
Michigan?
Six.
Stop right there. Go to the bottom.
Okay, you want to stop at six?
Stop at six.
Very arbitrary.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to the bottom.
Stop at six.
We're
going.
Now this,
18.
No, this is tight. Is it Wisconsin or is it Purdue?
I go Wisconsin.
I think it's still Wisconsin. They scored.
But my question to you is they're both 2-5. They're both 0-4. I'm going Purdue because that gauntlet that they ran of Wisconsin, who they had to play, and Purdue would have gotten just as crushed. And also, I don't know if Purdue, no matter what you say about the weather, the score would have been 21-7 at Oregon.
This is my issue with that, Bill, is that Wisconsin had a late touchdown to avoid being shut out in three straight games. And it was late.
2-6, 2-6, 0-5, 0-5. That's what we're dealing
it's
with.
Got, because of how
I don't know that we need to.
I'm still going Purdue. My vote
I'm going
is Purdue.
Wisconsin.
You're the deciding vote, Steve.
I got Badgers.
Who's 18 of 18?
What do you mean? I lean. I always just think of it this way. If they played, who am I picking? I'd pick Purdue.
To win?
You'd pick Purdue, I'd pick Ohio.
Okay, so Wisconsin's last then.
Yeah. Wisconsin's last. I got to deal with it. I got to deal with
this
it.
This has been a little rougher than
usual.
Yeah,
Purdue at 17.
You could argue Michigan State, but I'm okay with Purdue at 17.
Yeah. I'm okay with Purdue at 17.
Okay, Purdue 17.
And then it's Michigan State 16, right?
We're good with that, Bill? Michigan State 16?
Yes.
Yeah.
100.
Okay. And then who is 15? That's
Penn
good...
State, right? Penn State.
It's okay. Rutgers or Penn State.
Okay, now, Jake, I know you off on Penn State. I still think Penn State... I still give them credence. They were the number one team in the country.
That doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
They're not that team.
They have talent.
They're lost
0-4
quarterback.
And probably going 0-6 in the league.
The quarterback
again. Are you
quarterback
on a neutral field? Are you picking Rutgers to beat Penn State on a neutral field?
I think it'd be a good game.
I think it'd be a
great
Donnybrook.
Great football.
I think
game.
It would be. I think it'd be a great game. I'm going to take Penn State though.
I'm taking Penn State because Rutgers' defense is terrible.
So bad.
Their defense is.
It's
awful.
Bad.
So it's Rutgers
it's
and then
Rutgers.
Penn State.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
When you look at the records, just so you know, Penn State is 0-4 in the league.
I get that.
And they will be 0-6.
Yes.
But if they lined up.
But I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Catron Allen would run for 250 yards, maybe not.
Now, when you get one more before I go back to number seven, we got to get 6-6. So we have.
Yes.
The bottom was Wisconsin, Purdue, Michigan State, Rutgers, Penn State going top to bottom.
No.
Sorry, bottom to top.
So is it?
UW, Purdue, Michigan State, Rutgers.
I know. I said that.
Yeah. Penn State.
Said that.
Oh, I thought you said
no.
So we got to get one more, right?
Yes.
One more.
Can the question then down there is this?
Maryland.
I think it's either Maryland or UCLA.
I think it's Maryland.
Yeah. And it might be UCLA now.
And then Maryland, that they played head to
head. Yeah, they played head to head, and UCLA won.
Them.
I got to go Maryland.
Maryland.
I'm going Maryland. All right, fine.
Maryland State, of
right
course,
there.
Is in full swing.
We think.
Okay. Now we're going back to seven.
Okay.
We've got 1-6.
Oh, I think it's
we've
easy.
Got 13-18.
I think it's easy. I think it's Washington.
Yeah, I do too.
At seven?
Washington at seven.
Now, where's Illinois?
Is Nebraska ahead of Illinois or not? That's your question right now.
Illinois is 5-3, Nebraska 6-2.
Neutral field, I think it's a pick 'em game.
Yeah.
That's what I think it would be if it was if
then you got to give it to Nebraska at 6-2.
Nebraska. Yeah. Nebraska
getting
that.
Yeah.
And then Illinois. Nine.
The only thing that Illinois doesn't have is they don't have a loss you can't explain. They have more losses. They don't have a loss that you can't
Illinois?
Explain.
They lost 63-10 to Indiana.
What's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still Indiana, though. It's not
63.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. I'm good with it. I'm fine with it.
Okay, so we've got three teams left. We have Minnesota. Who else am I missing?
Ooh, we're rating Nebraska ahead of Minnesota, by the way.
Well, Minnesota lost 41-6. They do that to them.
Yeah, but hang on now. We just had a conversation about head to head.
Hang on now.
Can we call that one a crazy anomaly, one-off possibly?
Yeah, we don't always have to go head-to-head. But you better get Minnesota in here pretty quick, right?
I think they go after Illinois.
Okay.
At 10.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, you'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal, under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Okay.
The Northwestern. We got Northwestern, UCLA as our last two.
UCLA's next, then Northwestern. Yes. I'm taking UCLA over Northwestern every time.
Even though Northwestern beat them?
What's that?
Northwestern did beat UCLA.
Yeah, I'm still saying that. Okay. I'm still saying that.
Okay, so UCLA 11. Or was that? Yeah, 11 and Northwestern.
Because in my mind, that was 17-14 on the soccer field pre-coach.
It was.
That's where I'm making
We have our rankings. That's fair.
Can we please read them off? Go top six, then bottom six.
Sip always reads these in order.
Okay, this is
bottom
hard
first.
For me. You want to go
bottom first.
Okay, not hard for me. Yeah. Wisconsin's 18.
Think about that one. Wisconsin's 18.
They're the last in the league.
Yeah.
Purdue, 17.
Solid.
Michigan State, 16.
Agreed.
Rutgers, 15.
Nailed it.
Penn State 14.
100.
Maryland 13.
Giddy up.
Northwestern 12.
Let's dance.
Yeah. UCLA 11. Roses.
Go to Roses.
Minnesota.
Row the boat.
Illinois 9. 9. Illinois 9.
Illinois 9 with it.
Come on. Illinois 9. Let's go Lovey. 8.
Orange Crush.
Orange Crush 8. Nebraska.
GBR. GBR, blackout.
Good one. 7, Washington.
No Huskies.
No Huskies.
Okay, now we're going to do the
Let
top
the rain six. Come down.
6, Michigan.
Go blue.
5, USC.
Connor Stallions.
Fight on.
Fight on.
Why Connor Stallions?
For USC. Michigan. No, for Michigan.
Oh. We're USC.
We went to USC.
5, USC. Yeah. Okay, and top 4. How about the Hawkeyes? 4. How about the Hawkeyes? Hawkeye. Number 4 in our ranking.
Let's go Hawks.
Yes.
I can't say that one, Bill.
Okay, no. 3 Oregon. Kind of a downer for Oregon.
Kind of a downer. Quack quack.
Yep. 2 Very controversial. Yes. Very it threatened to rip the stool apart. Ohio State.
It's been devoted to
two. Don't understand it. I don't.
Sweater vest.
You like that one.
And one.
Google me. Google me. I like
the
ranking.
Affinity for Google me.
Yes.
Has effect clouded your judgment.
Yeah, I think if Indiana wins at all, I am going to go to Bloomington for the parade. I will be there.
Stop.
I just need to witness Cignetti
what
in that
parade
moment.
Are we talking
they'll
about?
Have a championship parade.
Oh, they'd have a parade.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine? I was lucky enough parade? To be part of a national championship parade. It was ended up like in the PMAC, which is the
wait
Pete
a second.
Maravich
where
blah, 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 at LSU
at 219.
Yeah, and so we're throwing beads. It was nuts.
You're throwing beads.
I couldn't imagine. I just couldn't imagine. We're all on these floats, and I couldn't imagine Cignetti up front leading, just riding by himself on a throne on a float.
Hey, it'd be a big throne.
That would
too.
Be. That would be. That I would, Jake. I would go with
wait,
you. I would go with you.
Come
would
on.
You go?
I might. I think if we'd have to do a show.
We have to do a show. Go. Absolutely.
Imagine all of a
sudden, can we get Cignetti on the show?
Probably. We'd have to have Keith Mann reach out. Just have Keith Mann
well,
reach out.
Somebody else.
Well, Keith would do it. He'd get a hold of their SID and they'd get a plan.
How about Google me?
Yeah.
We have some response to the power rankings. You want to hear the response?
Yes, I do.
Someone says, Sip, instead of hearing Cyclone talk at Casey, I'm starting to hear Hawkeye talk now. It's really concerning.
Yeah, I got
to
watch that.
Yeah.
But how about, no, seriously, they're number four in our rankings.
You have
this
to have
league.
Them there.
Think
about this one. Remember, who's number one? Indiana. And back forth, but still, I'm fine with Indiana at one because I voted that way. Iowa had them beat.
Yes.
At home. They had them beat.
Lost to them by five.
Lost to them by five on a zero coverage blitz.
Iowa had them beat.
But remember, Cignetti said before the game, like, this would be a way tougher test than Illinois.
This is a.
He said that.
This is a.
Is he really?
So. He has a beef
they missed
with Illinois.
A field goal too, Iowa.
He has beef with Illinois being the team talked about instead of Indiana this offseason, so he didn't like that. And he said after the game, like, Iowa will be a much tougher test than what we just faced.
Iowa had him beat.
Stop and think about Iowa. We did not regard Iowa highly at all in August.
They barely beat him. They beat him on the last seconds of the game. Then they went to Oregon and beat Oregon at Oregon. It was the Iowa game was tougher than the Oregon game
How
was.
How about the Ferentz flex? This yes. late in his career, they're still, we regard him as a top four team in the Big Ten.
They still do not pass the ball worth a damn, but they run it well, and they play good defense and special teams.
Do you know who this year's Indiana is?
No.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Indiana's this year's
again.
Indiana.
Yeah. You guys, I'm just going to be very explicit on this. I am not comfortable with them at number one. I'm not.
I am.
I'm going to give it to him.
I tried to do it the last 2 weeks.
I know we have to. It's 2-1. I don't have a choice, but
regarding us going to the parade, Sean says Sip is not going to the parade.
No, he's not going to the parade. There's no. I love that one. Was the other day? I wouldn't mind just driving over to go into that game. It's Iowa, I think it was.
Yeah, Iowa, Minnesota.
Yeah, maybe just stay home.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you'd get past Havelock. I know you wouldn't get past
There's
Havelock.
There's no fake, Bill. You'd know he would not get past Havelock.
No.
Marcus says, I love the power rankings with comments now. Row the boat. Fight on. Quack, quack.
You went Connor Stallions for USC.
No, I was
Michigan. He was so late.
You were two late. Behind.
I was one behind.
Connor Stallions.
Well, I wasn't all prepared. We're going to just have a start it up, you know.
You're right. One behind, my bad.
What was the one? I had one more I want to read in here. Ozarks. Brandon says, this segment has no business being this funny, but thank you.
It's my favorite. Well, when was it the other day? I had to be gone or something, and we moved it. I go. I have to be on.
We moved it
I've got to be on for the Big Ten rankings, and we go through it like our life depends on it.
We
fight on it and talk through
it. Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Sandy's on my side. You already screwed up the first pick. Good Lord. Sandy.
Well,
you guys, you're affected by your affinity for Google Me.
And soon you will be as well. Yeah, Join the club.
I respect the heck out of him.
As you should.
If he doesn't have the win at Oregon, it's not going to – I don't have that. I mean, here's what I go back to. And I know it was at home, but they had 290 against Illinois. Total yardage. 290 yards
Ohio
against
State
Illinois.
Did,
Ohio State. That's what I base it off of.
I got you. It's a close game.
Now, it's
Indiana.
All going to come down right now. Everyone feels it's pretty much done deal.
unless something crazy happens. It's going to be Ohio State, Indiana.
What a game, too.
What a game.
What a game.
Yeah, and it's going to go for it.
A game that you cannot miss.
I can't wait.
You can't miss
We need
miss
to go that. To the game.
Now, would you go to that? Because
yeah,
I would.
We go. If you guys want to go, I'll
we'll drive. Jake will drive the van.
I'll drive the ticket van there for us.
Jake, I'm not joking around. We could do
I
that.
I would love to go to see Indiana, Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. That'd be
go in the van?
Incredible.
How fun would that be?
I'm just going to tell you right now. It would be a lot of fun. There would be a lot of stuff going
It'd be
on.
Amazing.
There's people here taking pictures. They are. There's people here. I think that's awesome.
Before we get to break, I want to give you a chance to win $50 to Mindel.
Mindel.
Your favorite boots you own.
I got a story.
You do?
Real quick.
Yeah, go for it, Bill.
I'm in a panic. I go for boots for pheasant hunting, and Laura finally goes, "You've got your Mindels." I go, "Where are they?" I got the Mindels.
Good job, Laura.
Oh, man. It was like I was walking on cushions. It was out in the
and
field.
And your feet were warm, too?
Oh, which ones
warm?
Do you have?
Does he have I don't know. He's got the boots. He's got the boots.
Oh, yeah, they're the three quarters. Yeah. Whatever
same
the three
boots
quarters.
We have.
Oh, man. I was like, everyone's going, they're like, "Bill, I saw you just rock it over that barbed wire fence." I go, "Look at the boots."
It was like Rozier.
Yeah.
I was like, you're like Rozier.
I was like Rozier going over a fence to get my dad's pheasant.
But no, all seriousness, you look at those boots and you think, "Ooh, those are bulky. They're not going to be great."
Right away, it's like, I don't know.
And then you put them on and what?
Yeah, you feel like you want to do a karaoke.
Okay. And you could. If you want that
you just
feeling.
Just stand doing karaoke.
If you want that feeling.
When's the last time you did a karaoke?
Paul Phillips.
Paul Phillips.
Paul Phillips.
No. Karaoke is a warm up.
Oh.
So you run sideways and you cross your legs
cross,
over.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I don't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can
yes.
show it to you during the break.
We'll show it to you. We'll show you what it is.
Why don't you email earlybreak937@gmail.com your best outdoor story. Bill's gave us his yes. last past week. He's got a chance
That's
to win $50.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
If you,
I think I'd be a slam dunk win with the big shot by Ron, but I'm out. I can't do that.
Ooh.
I'm not doing that. There's more people deserve
yeah,
the
right.
Mindel.
Yeah.
This is a Trekking Tuesday. So if you want, if it's $50 in line. Again, email earlybreak937@gmail.com. Your best outdoor stores. Check the selection out at MindelUSA.com. MeindelUSA.com. The greatest boots you'll ever own.
That's great, Laura. Good job by Laura.
And Laura remembered where they were at. Yep. She goes, "Yeah, we moved in between the last time, so she had them stored and giddy up." Away we go.
When we come back, we'll revisit yesterday's Bill's Thrills next.
Okay.
Early break
okay.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.